Barbara Edmonds is the finance spokesperson for the Labour Party, and I do thank you for staying with us. I know you've got a busy morning, Barbara. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thanks for having me on.
Unemployment figures, distressing, mainstream, abominable for Māori and Pasifika kids and our peoples. How does that sit with you, Barbara?
It is absolutely a damning verdict on this government's economic management. So under this government, the figures show that there are 171,000 New Zealanders out of work. That's more than the entire population of Tauranga, and that's 48,000 more since they took office at the end of 2023. That is a damning verdict on the economic management.
Also, stark criticism of an entire sector of our population, i.e. kids, who are not in employment, work or training and leaving school without NCEA results, as if it is completely their fault, and politicians wiping their hands of responsibility, educators as well. I mean, the fact that our kids are leaving without quals might reflect more on the quality of the education provided them and the disconnect that some of our young people are feeling with the education system. Well, that's not their fault necessarily, is it?
No, and a lot of these students who are leaving school also had, obviously, education during the COVID period, so it was quite disruptive. But what a government should be doing is supporting them through their whole learning journey. So, as you know, if people remember back during the pandemic, you know, we were trying to support schools with online learning. You know, things, attendance wasn't that wasn't the best after COVID because we had to try and encourage them to come back to school. But when they did, they were ready to learn. Last week in Porirua, we had our Te Kiwa Nui Polyfest or Pacific Festival, lasted over 3 days. And, you know, I just see those young rangatahi and the commitment that they have to learning their cultural identity. That's what keeps them in school. You know, it's those things that encourage them so they can learn as both Indigenous learners, as Pacific learners. And the government thinks that there's only one way to do it, which is sit behind a desk and be lectured to by your teacher. That's not how you get kids learning and not get them ready for work or for further education afterwards. It's by understanding how important their culture and identity is to them and ensuring they've got the tools to know the different ways to learn. Whereas unfortunately, the government's changes that they're doing, which is, you know, changing the curriculum, how they're being taught things, that doesn't set them up for life. It just means a very narrow set of principles in which they will go into the workforce or higher education.
Barbara Edmonds with us. Look, we're a very entrepreneurial people, Māori, and I'm guessing Pasifika as well. How well are we doing in encouraging our young people to be bold, to think about setting up their own businesses, to tender for contracts? And I want to touch on the Small Business First announcement as a policy for Labour, which might marry into this. A fair shot at government work. Now, we know that the government spends billions and billions of dollars, and often it goes to large corporate entities. You, as finance spokesperson and the party, want to see a target of 15% for government contracts to actually go to New Zealand small business. Are we doing enough to encourage our rangatahi to back themselves and to get into business for themselves?
I would say this government isn't, which is why Labour is re-released our small business policy over the last week. And it's around trying to give small businesses a fair shot and helping businesses to help themselves. So, as you said, 15% target for government contracts. That's because the government spends $50 billion. And the way the rules are set up is they're set up to benefit bigger businesses who have scale. And yet 97% of our businesses in New Zealand are small businesses. So Labour is focused on small businesses because they are the lifeblood of our economy. They're the ones that hire people. It may not be hiring 100 people, but it could be hiring, you know, the 2 or 3 people, such as what we saw with school lunches. So when the government cut back on the school lunch contract, I've heard from a grandmother very recently who said she lost the part-time work that she had with the school lunch contractor for her local school. You know, it's these sort of things that choices that the government makes that has short-term impacts, but longer-term impacts, it means that people have less money in their pockets.
Tēnā koe, last time around, when Labor had the reins of power, there was a policy to try and get Māori businesses into that procurement program. I think a target at that stage might have been 5%. And we warmed to that idea. It never really got to where it was hoping to get to, and I guess a change of government didn't help. But how can we be assured that there is money available in the procurement situation, Barbara, bearing in mind $50 billion is spent by the government accessing services? How might we be assured that Māori are involved in that procurement, Māori businesses are involved in that procurement program, and actually get the work that could be the lifeblood for their small businesses?
Yeah, I understand that they surpassed the target of 5%. My last read of it when we were in government was that Māori contracts made up 8%, or Māori businesses made up 8% of those government contracts. So it is achievable. But what it is just a targeted focus, particularly on the small businesses that Māori, that a lot of Māori do own, to ensure they have a fair shot at those contracts. So I truly believe that Māori businesses can be a bigger part of the government contracting system. And I'm going to leave any announcements to my brother, Willie Jackson, that everybody, you know, nobody steals Willie's thunder. But ultimately for us is we knew that Māori businesses have a huge part to play in our economy, even the larger iwi, you know, supported businesses. So for us, it's making sure that everybody has a fair shot at government contracts.
Yeah, well, we look forward to that. There's a big race on, isn't there, for this election. It's going to be a knife edge, of course. We get the message that the blue team is somewhat destabled. We'll know more about that later in the perhaps by the afternoon. But for you, I guess, Barbara, we've just got to keep rocking on. Thanks for sharing some thoughts about unemployment, about our whānau potential in the workspace, and indeed about the procurement and getting a fair shot at government work. Barbara Edmonds is the MP for Mana and the finance spokesperson for the Labour Party. Thank you, Barbara, for your time.
Whakitaiti lawa mole awanoa.
Mihi ana kia koe.